With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A key capital project in the Ministry of Health, Environment, and Sustainability in the upcoming 2026-27 budget is with the Mosquito Research and Control Unit.
As we all know, effective mosquito control is incredibly important to our quality of life. And anybody who wasn't sure about it just had to ask themselves that a couple of weeks ago when our aircraft was down and the mosquitoes were going wild.
In Finance Committee, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes told MPs while the MRCU has done a, quote, excellent job with the resources they have, government must invest in new aircraft to keep the country free from, quote, epidemic levels of mosquito-borne viruses.
The current mosquito control programs rely on a fleet of two aircraft that have exceeded their optimal service life, and the required maintenance is costly. This investment will strengthen our capacity to protect public health and control the presence and increase of mosquitoes.
The minister says the National Coalition for Caymanians Administration is planning to invest $1.8 million in the procurement of replacement aircraft, which will, quote, significantly improve operational safety, coverage efficiency, and responsiveness during peak mosquito seasons. Phase 2 of the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service's road safety operation at Clyro is well underway, and PC Athelson Watts is urging you to be cool on Cayman's roads. Officers are targeting traffic offenses ranging from expired registration, illegal tents, to driving without insurance.
I just want to implore members of the public to get your vehicles up to date. Please go in. If you're driving illegal on the road, you stand the possibility of being prosecuted by way of a ticket, or you will be summoned and sent to court where you will potentially be disqualified from driving.
Officers are also keeping an eye out for speeding and driving under the influence, which tend to ramp up in the holiday season. Cayman marked International Men's Day by focusing on mentorship and mental health for boys and men. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports on the special activities produced by government organizers.
Civil servants and community leaders gathered at the Family Resource Center's annual State of Boys and Men Forum. Clinical supervisor at the Family Resource Center, Charmaine Miller, says celebration was only part of the day's mission.
The overall objective of International Men's Day is to celebrate and show appreciation and recognition for the valuable contribution that men play within our families and within our community. And as a society.
Participants got frank about the real challenges boys and men have, from behavioral health worries to the urgent need for more positive role models. Mentorship, she says, was core for the forum.
Recognizing the valuable impact that positive, healthy male role models can have in the next generation of men within our community.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
And kick off the Christmas spirit by heading to one of this weekend's annual singing Christmas tree shows at the Lions Center.
It is Christmas time!
Event committee member Claudine Lloyd tells Radio Cayman this is the 11th iteration of the event, which will feature a 60-voice choir and a 20-foot-high Christmas tree.
And apart from the tree itself in its physical form with people sitting in the tree singing, there's also that dramatic piece. That the story of Jesus is told, the birth of Jesus, his death and resurrection is also. All of this is a huge production that every year people come and totally enjoy it. And that's why we have two shows.
The free show is Saturday and Sunday at 6 o'clock at the Lion Center. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Russia has warned Ukraine it's running out of time to reach a deal on ending the war. The US handed President Zelensky a draft peace plan on Thursday, which reportedly reflects many of Moscow's demands. They include giving up land which Ukraine has previously rejected. Nigerian officials say there's been a mass kidnapping at a Catholic boarding school in Niger State. Residents fear nearly 100 pupils and staff were abducted by gunmen. Japan's cabinet has approved a major stimulus package worth more than $130 billion. The new Prime Minister, Sanae Takaichi, hopes it will help reduce inflation by subsidising energy bills and lowering taxes. BBC News.